Now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show.
Mike Calta Show
on 102.5 The Bone.
No Dua Lipa on the summer song list?
Wasn't on there.
Oh, no.
She's old news.
It is 8:41 on the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. The Calta signature combos continue at Charco's Tactical, introducing the Calta Mini Carry Combo. It's very few times you hear my name and Mini in the same sentence. A 17-round Hellcat Pro with 5 mags, a range bag, and a Viridian RFX green dot optic, all for only $535. Now, if you don't know how to start in firearms, you can let Charco's Tactical help you out. Each Calta signature model is handpicked for the beginner or an old-school fanatic. The Calta Mini Carry Combo has everything you need all in one package, so stop by and shop fast, because the deal won't last long. When they're gone, they're gone. Again, it's the Calta Mini Carry Combo. A 17-round Hellcat Pro, 5 mags, a tactical bag, a Viridian RFX green dot optic, all for $535 only at Shark Coast Tactical. You can stop by and see them at Shark Coast Tactical or go to sharkcoasttactical.com. The shop is open, Sling and Freedom, from 10 to 6 daily, closed on Sunday, and open online 24/7. And you can check them out in their store at Bee Ridge Road in Sarasota. Stop by and tell them you heard about it on the Mike Calta Show. If you're driving there, let me just give you a heads up. If you're driving there from Tampa, say you're in Tampa and you're like, well, that's a pretty good deal, I'd be willing to drive to Sarasota for that, for the $535 deal. Make plans to go to Bread Bandits too while you're there.
Yeah.
A fantastic place. Oh, Carmen, yeah. Is that not the best?
It's so good. We're almost done with that butter they gave us.
Mm.
Need
to reload.
Yeah, I'd either need to go back down there and steal some.
Well, I think you can purchase it. Probably. Yeah.
I know. Well, it's very expensive because it's really good French butter.
Oh, yeah. I remember them saying if something's super expensive, just steal it. It's fine.
From the bakery.
Yeah.
Do you know why they're called the Bread Bandits?
Bread Bandits because they had to bring their sourdough from a different place, and it's illegal to bring it into the country, but they did it anyways.
You do know.
No, seriously?
100%. Yeah, we said that on air.
From Canada.
I must remember you saying that. Yeah. And was jokingly saying it again, but yeah.
They just sneaked their sourdough in from Canada, I think it was. And isn't that crazy? But I'll tell you right now,
I'm going to go arrest them.
My uncle owned a bakery. I grew up in bakeries when I was a kid. Bread Bandits is just fantastic. And I'm telling you this right now just for my pure wish that I was eating one of their croissants.
Mm.
Oh, my God. That's
nice.
Right. All right. We got a lot of things to get to, but right now it's time to check in with Galvin. He has a brand new open letter.
Now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to people that name their kids weird stuff. Dear people that name their kids weird stuff, seriously? So I was watching Hard Knocks last night, and the Giants drafted a guy named Kool-Aid McKinstry. Now I said, that can't be his real name. And it's not. Kool-Aid's real name is JaQuincy. Which I feel foolish for not knowing that, of course, Kool-Aid is short for JaQuincy. Kool-Aid is a great name if you play in the NFL. Doesn't sound as cool if you're killing bugs for Orchid. Hey, Kool-Aid, we got a bunch of roaches over here. Celebrities love to give their kids stupid names. Apple, North, Pilot, and whatever the hell Elon Musk named his kid. XAE math equation. I guess if you stand to inherit billions and billions of dollars, it doesn't really matter what you call me. When was the last time you met somebody named Butch? There are a lot of names that kind of go by the wayside. Peggy, Clarence, Agnes, Dottie, Hank. They all used to be popular names, but now you hear one of those names and you're like, Chester, huh? Well, good luck with that. Also, be aware that the first name has to go with the last name. You don't want stuff that rhymes. My last name is Galvin, and I thank God that my parents didn't name me Calvin. Calvin Galvin is not that cool. I'll never forget when my mom came home one time and told me that she met a person earlier that day, and their name was Harry Butts. How does that happen? In Denmark, it is illegal to name your kid Anus, Pluto, or Monkey. In Sweden, it's illegal to name your kid Superman, IKEA, or Elvis. And in France, it's illegal to name your kid Nutella, Strawberry, or Mini Cooper. Believe it or not, there are still people that want to name their kid Adolf. What are you doing? I know that there are rumors that it's illegal to name your kid Adolf, which is not true in America. You can name your kid whatever you want, but that doesn't mean that you should. But again, if I will eventually inherit billions of dollars, you can call me Superman's anus for all I care. I'm Galvin from the Mike Calta Show, and this has been an open letter to people that name their kids weird stuff.
I, you know, I'm all for naming your kid weird things, but not dumb things. Like Apple, I think is kind of cute, you know, but you got a little baby named Apple, but when they're adult, I am Apple Paltrow.
But the funny thing to me is the fact that in France, it is illegal to name your kid Nutella. Enough people tried to name their kid Nutella that France was like, no more.
Well, Nutella probably stopped it.
Well, how about Denmark with anus? Kids, you want to name your kid Anus or Monkey?
Anus.
Anus.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I always like Dick Trickle in NASCAR.
Yeah. That's a real name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I told you I was dead set in naming Joey Darth, and my wife shot that down. But then I went through every old Jew name I wanted to call him. Maxwell, Saul. I just wanted anything that was just sounded like an old man, I thought was a cool name to have. Like you say Chester and Butch. Those are great names.
I like Butch.
Chester's not good, though.
Because it rhymes with molester.
Exactly.
Immediately. I told you my name was almost going to be Eugene.
Yeah, that's rough.
Oh. Eugene the Spleen.
Eugene was a nerd name when we were kids.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Still is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but why, though? You know what I mean? Like, who's the Eugene that everybody Adolf's a bad name because Adolf Hitler. Who ruined it for Eugene?
Because there's no cool Eugene Levy. That's the only cool Eugene I can think of.
Most genes are probably Eugene.
Yeah, maybe, but
Eugene the Dancing Machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With Gene Hackman, is he Eugene?
Hackman? I don't know, but is he even cool?
But I'm just saying, what? People that are famous or have any kind of notoriety.
It's not like there. Oh well, there's one that one nerd Eugene. Like, there's not the one we could point to and go, that's the one. Except the kid from Greece.
Do any of us know you, Eugene? Personally?
I did in high school.
Was he a nerd?
Yeah, total nerd. See? I mean, he looked like he was straight out of Serbia or something, whatever. Had a big mole with hair growing out of it and stuff and everything. His hair looked like it was a wig.
He's Eugene name. That fits.
It's not a good look, the hairy mole.
No. Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, if I don't shave for a day or two, I start getting a little sprouts. It's kind of gross.
I'm trying to see why Eugene is a nerd name.
Yeah.
I remember Eugene from
Greece.
Do you
realize how many things we learned today? Mm. We learned what 80% chance of rain means.
Thank you.
We learned Dave Osterberg. We learned what a placenta in your toilet really means.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot.
It's a very educational show.
Yeah,
it is.
This is what we do.
Helping people out.
I sent Steve Hurley a picture of my cleaned up car. I feel so much better now.
I thought you were going to say your toilet goo.
No, I don't think he wants to see that at all.
He may know. Well, he's very intelligent.
You know who doesn't agree with you? Jeff McIntosh.
Yeah.
The Mac.
I'm reading this because I get a lot of these emails I just blow off, but I have to read this because I'll tell you why at the end. He said, I can't take it. I couldn't get through on the phone line, so I had to send an email. How could Carmen and Galvin read the same information that you did and come up with a different perception? Clearly, if there's a 40% chance of rain, it means 40% chance that rain will fall somewhere in the target area. Carmen and Galvin cannot be more wrong. I had to send something just to make myself feel better. The guy got so frustrated. He had to have somebody. He's probably feeling so much better now that I read that email.
And he was still wrong.
He's not wrong.
He had 100% right. Somewhere.
100% right. Yeah. Well, there you go. I'm going to the UFC in the Sphere in September. And it was, for some reason, that why is that Mexican fighting night? Like, why? It's a celebration of Mexico. So I was like, I don't know how good that's going to be. I mean, the Mexican fighters are good fighters, but, I mean, there's no names attached to it. It was looking like garbage. Have you seen the lineup now?
No. Who we got?
The main event is Sean O'Malley fighting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's not Mexican at all.
No, I can't pronounce the guy's name that he's fighting. Mirab Divosivili. Then Alexa Grasso versus Valentina Shevchenko. Diego Lopez is fighting.
Brian Ortega against Diego Lopez. Yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be a great fight. So, there's a lot of, there's two girl fights on there, which makes me very excited because those girls love to beat the hell out of each other.
I think there's more than two, actually.
One, two, three. Yeah. You're right.
Is it true you ordered sombreros to take to the event?
Some
wear,
who?
Some sombreros to wear to the event.
Yeah, definitely not.
Oh.
Do you know that I have this thing? So my family usually goes on vacation together. Me and my kids and my wife and my brother and his wife and kids. We usually do a trip together. But now that the kids are a little older, it's hard to wrangle. I mean, Caitlin's in California. You know, the kids are away at school, so it's kind of hard to do. But I would make a T-shirt every year for the whole family. We'd have one day where we all wore the same shirts. Totally awful.
That sounds awesome.
It was great when they were all little, and we went to Alaska, and it was a Disney cruise to Alaska. So what it had was a glacier in the background, and then it had shadow figures of all of the kids. And, you know, mine was fat, my brother's was kind of fat, and they were all kind of went down the line. It looked like Tommy was really tall, and then in the background, Goofy was skiing off of the glacier. It was great. Then we went to Japan, and the Japan one had a big fat sumo in the front, and it had Disney ears on because we were going to Tokyo Disney. And then we got in our shirts and we walked, and I realized, I went up to a guy in the hotel and I go, is this offensive? Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
The guy's like, no, very funny. I go, not like you're not mad at me or spit my
culture.
Food.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, very funny.
But that's also like sombrero. If you were to wear a sombrero, and I don't think anybody's going to give you a hard time. Like the guy
that goes. There's a guy that does that.
Yeah, that goes to the different places and wears the different stuff, and all the college kids are like, that's offensive and cultural appropriation. And then he goes over to where a bunch of Mexican people are, and he goes, is this offensive? And they're like, no, we love it.
When we get off the cruise in Mexico, they always have sombreros right there to buy.
I can't tell you. I went on so many cruises. I have 100 luchador masks those things, and each one of them gave me some sort of facial infection by putting it on. It's the worst. But yeah, no. But the sumo wrestler on the shirt with the Mickey Mouse ears had slanted eyes and stuff. So I mean, it didn't have like buck teeth and all that. It wasn't that, but it did look like a caricature. And I for a second I got really nervous. I was like, not that I was afraid I was going to offend people. I didn't want 20 of them to do karate on me and beat me up. So.
Were you wearing that shirt, the sumo shirt, when you tried to get those fluffy pancakes?
No, I was not. Okay. It was a different day. Right. We only wore those shirts to Tokyo Disney because they were Disney shirts. Right. Yeah. No. That guy. Boy, I tell you, you just brought me back to the anger. I wanted those pancakes. I was so hungry, and the guy just didn't understand. Just didn't understand.
Everybody's got them but you. Cool.
My brother kept going, don't worry. We'll take care of it. It's like trying to calm me down.
Who was the guy that commented on you, on your food, whenever you were out one time, and he commented on your side dishes and stuff? And
what are your side dishes?
Grillsmith?
No, it wasn't Grillsmith.
But it was your waiter.
Say? What did he?
Yeah, so it was my anniversary, and we went out for dinner at this steak place, and we got like 6 sides, and each side was for 2 people. And by like the third, after I ordered my third side, I went to order another one, and he was like, you don't think that's too many sides?
Whoa.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I was like, I'm taking it home, guy.
It's like Wolf of Wall Street, a lot of sides.
Yeah. And on top of that, like your waiter, like you're going to tip based on the amount.
Yeah.
So like, you know what I mean? Like your bill could have been like $50 less.
Yes.
If you would have just stopped there.
Yeah. And I still tipped.
Yeah.
So not well, but.
So that's why I love when we do credit card roulette and it's not me. Well, I love it afterwards when it's not me, but they were like, what do you got for dessert? And they're like, we have this, this, and they're like, just bring 2 of everything. And I went, oh, God, somebody's got to pay for that.
Yeah.
It wasn't me. It was Petey. He told me when I broke up with him.
I just got a message from...
Dave Osterberg?
No, Paul Delgado.
Shut up.
He said we can call him.
Really?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Carmen. Okay. Do you have his number, Carmen?
I have the one that Spanish sent me. I don't know if that's the right one.
Not the right one?
I'll give it to you right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
He's like, yeah, call me up.
Will we decide that Paul Delgado is an authority, it's whatever he says?
2 sources? I'll allow it. No, okay. I don't believe the other one.
I just texted to you, Carmen.
Got it.
All right, call him up real quick. This is great. I'm so excited to talk to Paul Delgado so we can get to the right answer about weather. Nothing bugged me more than when I just listened to Seth when he was on the show. And he'd be like, we're going to call Paul Delgado to talk about the lightning today. And I went, for what? That's the dumbest thing. Fat little Seth. All right. Lee. Calling Fox 13's chief meteorologist, Paul Delgado.
It's going straight to voicemail.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hold on.
He probably has like the numbers blocked that he doesn't recognize.
Yeah, because Seth used to call him to talk about hockey all the time.
By the way, Amy just messaged me and she said that she has a cousin named Harry Ball.
But what about, here's my question, Galvin. What about Andrew Andrews and William, Bill Williams? Like, yeah. Who didn't have enough in that last name? Like, they thought that would be cool.
That's weird.
That is so dumb.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. But, like, if you're naming your kid, first off, they already have the last name Butts. Like, if you have the last name Butts, you're not going to name him Seymour. You're not going to name him Harry. Well, you know what I mean? Like, try and just do, well, William Butts. Okay.
That
William
was my insurance guy, Jason Butts.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he would have been, like, Phil. Huh. Phil my Butts.
Right.
You don't want that. How are we doing, Carmen? I'm trying to waste time with dumb jokes.
I'm still straight to voicemail.
All right.
I don't know. I just messaged him again, so.
Do you give him our hotline number?
No.
Also, tell him Carmen's calling him.
Yeah, that's what I said.
He's like, all these weather fans keep calling me.
Yeah, blowing him up.
Yeah.
Seth wanted to talk about hockey again.
Well, it's not even ringing. Like, it's almost like his phone is off.
Mm. Hold on.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. So, anybody else got anything while we're wasting time?
I have a little news.
Oh, pregnant. Carmen is pregnant.
What are we gonna name the baby?
William Williams.
It's really not that exciting. No, the web audio is working again.
Oh, man. People are losing their mind.
I know. But the app is not working. So they're fixing that. If you miss Sporkle or News or Galvin's Open Letter, you can go to theboneonline.com and get all those things now. But again, they're fixing the app version or whatever.
I can only assume that they just took a bunch of people's bids to do the job on the streaming and just took the absolute, everybody was charging $100,000. These guys were like, we could do it for 20. And they took those guys and they're the absolute worst company I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I have to deal with more upset listeners, and the listeners are like, I'm sorry to bother you. I know you have nothing to do with it, but I live in Colorado and I'm trying to listen to the show. Or I work mornings and I like to listen to your show at night. Now I'm stuck at work with no show. I get it. I feel your pain. But I can't do anything about it because these morons can't get their act together. The app doesn't work. The streaming doesn't work. The streaming doesn't work. The app doesn't work. This is up, but the quote of the day is not up.
Right. And it's weird because I talked to Monica because it started working late yesterday, but for her, but not for me. It started working today for me. But her stuff is going to the app. My stuff is just going to the website, but so again, I don't really know what's going on, but at least you can go to the website and get those things now.
Moose just sent me a picture of the t-shirt he made for the Japan trip.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw.
It was good.
So the Hoff weighing in on Twitter, which may have something that makes sense here, is the fact that the Sphere UFC 306 is September 14th. On September 16th, is Mexico's Independence Day.
Yes.
So maybe that's celebrating that weekend and doing that. Now that's offensive.
Why?
Because I called you on it.
And update. It is working on the app now. They fixed it already.
Oh, you did it, Carmen. Good job.
Yes. So Sporkle is up there.
I take back none of the things I said about them.
Also, according to Siri, coming from Twitter, this person put this up. It says 40% chance of rain means that 40% of the forecasted area will experience rainfall.
Yes.
Yes.
That's exactly right. You guys are just misinterpreting that phrase.
You are.
No, I'm not. According to a meteorologist, I'm not. 40% chance of that area that you're searching will be getting rain.
Yes.
According to a very successful car dealership. and an amateur storm chaser. And a friend of mine that just saw Twisters.
Anybody see that yet?
No.
We should go on movie day.
I'm down.
I can't go on Friday, though.
Want to see if I could do the same thing?
Ooh. Well, I mean, the only thing is that it'd have to be like tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Well, let me check.
I would do that.
I'm out.
Why?
What's tomorrow?
I'll hold your hand.
Yeah, no, that was like the scariest movie of my childhood.
What?
Twister?
Yeah. I saw it when I was...
You never saw Nightmare on Elm Street, did you?
No, I don't like scary movies, but I saw that when I was like 6 or 7, and then the very next day, we had a tornado warning in Michigan, and like I saw stuff flying, and after that, I was like, that's one of my biggest fears.
You made it happen.
You're afraid you're going to wake up in Oz?
Is wind. Yeah, I don't like wind.
You're afraid of birds, and she's afraid of wind.
Yeah.
You guys have the worst fears. I'm afraid of roller coasters.
Aerial stuff is terrible.
Carmen doesn't like blowing stuff.
Not her.
expecting our call now.
All right, Carmen, try Paul Delgado. I don't know. Fox 13 chief meteorologist and former Lightning hockey expert Paul Delgado. I mean, can I ask you a question as a listener? Did that appeal to you at all?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Today on this show, we're going to call Paul Delgado to talk about hockey. Now, this doesn't make any sense to me.
Big hockey guy.
I know, but that, you know, I don't know.
Lightning up.
Stupid.
Still straight to voicemail.
What? I think I'm going to say operator error on this one.
Don't forget, tomorrow, 9 o'clock, we have Chef Butter to talk about the Rays.
That would be fine. As long as he's cooking, I'm fine with that.
He just texted me and said, yeah, call now. So I don't know.
Calling.
All right. Oh, my God. What is it saying? The number you have dialed what?
Oh, sorry.
It wasn't voicemail. You were forgetting to dial one first.
No, I'm not. I don't have to because it's local, you idiot.
Wow.
I love when she calls me.
Like, I know how to call out.
Clearly not. Oh, I heard
maybe the phones are down.
See?
Maybe the phones are down.
Uh oh, another Microsoft outage.
Who knows?
Can you have him call
in? Is this Donna Chang?
Have him call in?
No, last time Gio came out the hotline.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I got pranked for 2 years.
The Hoff called it. Said the Hoff needs a hug. I'll never get past that.
What?
The Hoff needs a hug.
Yeah. What was that? Was the best. Hoff texted Joe. He needed a hug.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he actually said the Hoff needs a hug.
Yeah.
Listen, man, he's been through a lot, you know.
Save it for sad weirdos, Hoff. Save it for sad weirdos.
Who's Hoff?
Forget about it.
I'm so
Do you listen to the show?
No, I don't.
I know. I knew it.
All right.
Do you want to hear Paul Delgado talk about Lightning hockey? Mm.
I'm waiting for his call.
All right. I just gave him the hotline number.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Gio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I told Spike to give it to him.
Yeah,
hotline
thing.
Oh, man. All right. We do have some stuff to give away, including tickets to see our fantastic band, Pitbull Toddler, along with Slippery When Wet and the Miles Sean Journey Experience at Ruth Eckert Hall on August 31st, the Imposters of Rock Tour. We'll be happy to be out there playing with those guys, and I will give away tickets for that. You don't have to take those. You can take something else. I just know we have those to give away.
Michael?
Yes, dear?
Yeah.
Our guest is on the hotline.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from Fox 13, Chief Meteorologist Paul Delgado. How are you, sir?
This must be urgent. I've had multiple missed phone calls, emails. What's going on?
Okay,
no hurricane coming yet. No hurricane.
Oh, no, we don't even care about the hurricane.
Some random hurricane call.
No, I'm just going to ask you the question, and then you explain it so we don't... When somebody says there's 40% chance of rain in Tampa, what does that mean?
Well, this is the way... I mean, there is some debate, but this is the way I've always done it. If I'm telling you there's a 40% chance of rain for you, it's because it's directed to you. You have a 4 in 10 chance of seeing rain over your head. And I think there's no really other way to, you know, to say it, except, you know, the thing that's difficult is that, you know, when we broadcast, whether it's radio or TV, not everyone typically is going to have a 40% chance of rain. There's some days where it's higher at the coast, or some days it's higher inland. But generally speaking, when we say 30%, 40%, it's 40% in any one given spot.
Okay, so the argument that Galvin was making was he thought it was a misconception, and he said if 40% chance of rain, it means that 40% of the area is going to experience rain, 60% would be dry. And I was explaining to him that I think that is incorrect.
No, it's a 40% chance in any one location. If you're at your house and you're watching TV and I'm saying a 40% chance of rain, I'm telling you that you have a 4 in 10 chance of rain during the day. And again, when you look at it in the bigger picture, the way we should do it is it's better to be broken down into regions and locations and that kind of stuff. But that is the meaning of the phrase of 40% is a 4 in 10 chance of rain at your spot. That's what we're telling you. You have a 40% chance of rain.
Thank you. That clears
up. Not down the street, not up the road, not around the corner. It's 40% for you.
in that area. There you go. That's it. That's a definitive answer from a chief meteorologist at Fox.
Are you right? I'm
100% right. Thank you very much.
He did start it by saying there was some argument. So.
Yeah.
He was not saying the argument was half your...
It was like a trending question. Now, wasn't this like a trending question somewhere on TikTok or something?
Probably.
Where there was a big debate on what 40% chance of rain meant and 30% chance of rain.
Oh, I feel much better knowing the answer now. And Then, also, when there is a hurricane, what do you do? Like, if it's coming and it's bad, does Fox 13 have a place there to hunker down, or do you have to go somewhere else?
I go up in that tower. I sit in the golf ball.
Right there on the top of the old Doppler ding-dong?
Right on top of the tower. I overlook everything. No, It's just a process. I was in the studio last night. I was saying, the hurricanes are hard, but it's the 5 days that are leading up to the storm that really. I mean, to me, it's extremely, it's stressful because you always. I mean, to me, the most important thing is just getting the right message out.
Yeah,
because it's all science. It's all science and wind speeds and wave heights and rainfall totals. But what really, really matters during the 5 days leading up to the storm is how are you telling that message? Are you scaring the you know what out of people, or are you calm? Are you reasonable? So a lot of it is the messaging and avoiding someone listening to you. He's just hyping this. He just wants people to watch him or follow him online. So the messaging is really critical, but it's a long 5 days of messaging, which I think is tough. It's hard. It's long.
We need a keyword like "en fuego." That's going to be our keyword. So if we're watching you on the news, and we know when you finally say "en fuego," we know that's when the crap's hitting the fan.
That's exactly. Well, that's what I say. If I look like I'm really concerned, then you should probably be really concerned.
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't sweat until you guys sweat. It's like when I'm on an airplane. I don't get nervous until I see the flight attendants start getting nervous and buckle themselves in. Then we know we're in trouble.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just don't be 150 feet over the Courtney Campbell Causeway.
All right. Thank you, Paul. And we promise not to bother you in the morning anymore, but I appreciate you settling that for us.
I'm here for you. Call anytime.
Thank you. Have a good day. There you go. Fox 13 Chief Meteorologist Paul Delegato.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about.
I will say.
I'm kidding.
Okay. I believe Paul Delegato.
Carmen, you want to apologize?
For what?
For taking Galvin's side?
No, I will always take Galvin's side.
That's right.
Wow.
Blind follow the blind.
I'd apologize to Steve Hurley.
I think Steve Hurley's right.
Took him down the wrong road. Anybody going to buy the car today is like, we could fool that Hurley guy. He's not sure what he's talking about.
He don't even know where it rains.
All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers if you'd like to reach us. Shan't we play a game when we come back? Can we do something, give some stuff away? I know we have a ton of things to give away, Carmen. What do we have besides hailstorm tickets?
Give me one second.
We got hailstorm. We got Impostors of Rock. We've got
Slash.
Limp Bizkit.
We got soccer. We got Stone Temple Pilots.
Can I tell you what the worst thing to do is? Don't DM me on my personal Instagram and ask me to get your tickets. Not because I care, but because I will forget. Like, I know that you're going to send me the thing, and I'm going to go, oh, yeah, whatever. You're gonna, and then I'm going to forget. So don't do that.
Is nobody else going to Limp Bizkit but me?
I would go.
Let's go.
I'm good with Limp. I've seen them once.
Pass.
In the last 10 years, I'm good.
I wasn't going to go early, but now I feel like I need to go early to see Corey Feldman.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't get that terrible. At all. Like, I want to see the spectacle of just complete horror.
Like, I feel like you should just give Love Tiger a guitar and watch him.
I would do that.
You know what I mean? Like,
let his foot play it.
Doesn't make any sense to me.
Foot play it. Yeah. His little piglet toes get from flying off.
Little swollen little foot.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on over there.
Have you heard from him?
Den of Doom.
Yeah, he messaged me, said he was trying to get through again. Not today, but I think it was yesterday. Yeah,
I don't know what the problem was. We couldn't connect last time. Maybe it was sometime before the show was over. All right, we'll take a break. Yes?
He said, trust me, my foot is getting better, but it's a very slow process.
I don't believe it. It looked like a pig's ass before, and now it looks like a pig's belly.
This is right from the tiger's mouth.
His foot looks like a pregnant pig's belly.
Yeah.
And his toes are the little nipples.
He also said, for some reason, he goes, and by the way, I'm here alone this morning.
In case you want to come over.
FaceTime?
That was a weird message. He's like, I'm alone, in all caps, alone.
Maybe it meant his brother went over to CVS for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Charlie Belcher playing with the little mini tortoise. I just went outside and looked at Ralphie. He looks intimidating today. He's laying down on his dinosaur arms and just looking out the door. Yeah. He's badass. All right, let's take a break. We'll give some tickets away when we come back. It's the Mike Calton Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calton Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah & Farrah personal injury attorney.